Good evening and good luck. I'm Dov Cohn, and you are tuned in and listening to the Dov Hikin Show. Thank you for joining us. Dov is off tonight. Joining me for the special edition is a friend and host of the popular and ever-expanding morning radio program, JM in the AM, Nachum Siegel. Nachum, good evening, Shavua Tov, and welcome back to Borough Park.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I wonder how many people caught my comments regarding how interesting and fascinating 13th Avenue is late on a Saturday night. Well, welcome to this special edition of the Dov Hikin Show, everybody. My name is Nachum Siegel. Special hello to those tuned in on our network, the Nachum Siegel Network on the jmandam.org live stream. And, of course, a big hello to all those of you who tune in every single week on your radios. We have a number of special guests tonight. Primarily, of course, our first special guest is the one and only Simcha Felder, who is running in the 17th State Senatorial District on November the 6th, as we know. And we look forward to the big celebration when he emerges victorious and when we have the inauguration ceremony and all the other pomp and circumstance that will, please God, be happening around the Felder election in just a few weeks. Of course, most importantly are the days leading up to the election itself. It's a week from Tuesday. The former city councilman serving the Borough Park, Midwood, and Kensington areas is now running in the 17th senatorial district in the New York State Senate. Now, before we introduce Simcha and bring him back for this second special edition of the Dov Hikin Show, I do want to remind everybody out there, and this is a very important reminder, that there has been redistricting. Redistricting has taken place all over the country and certainly has had an effect in our area, our neighborhoods, and our community. And therefore, it is possible that where you have voted in the past and even the district that you've officially voted in the past is not the same. So your polling station may have changed, and believe it or not, your district may have changed. So please, when you get your information in the mail, before tossing it out, make sure that you are voting in the same place. If not, make sure to note where you need to go on November the 6th between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. And this being a presidential year, we expect the turnout to be relatively large. Make sure to know where to vote, how to vote, with a whole brand new system, and possibly in a new district location and a new polling place. So keep that all in mind. Simcha Felder, welcome back to the show. Great to see you again here in Brooklyn on a Saturday night.
And it's wonderful to see you. Good talk, good week to all our listeners. And it's wonderful to see you, Nachum, here. You had to schlep here from the Lower East Side. Hmm. And I'm delighted that you live in the Lower East Side so that you can't run in the 17th District, because if you did, I would say that there is no district where you can run where you'd have any opponent that could win that race.
Do the polls show that, Simcha?
It's a fact.
Do they show that? The numbers bear that out?
Let's just say, is it Saturday night tonight?
It is Saturday.
It's a fact. And I want to just mention before the program continues that I think that Nachum Siegel has done more to help people throughout the tri-state area, certainly, but beyond, in his years on the radio, by helping people individually as well as organizations that spend their days, their time helping people. So I'm delighted to be able to be on the program with Nachum, and even without an endorsement, the fact that he's willing to sit with me and talk to me and listen to me means that I am the best candidate for this position.
Wow. You know how hard it is to conduct a radio show when you're speechless? It's almost impossible.
But can you say something in agreement to what I said?
Well, I don't agree with anything that you've said, but boy, it sounds so nice. And I hope my mother's tuned in.
But do you agree that I'm the best candidate?
Yes, I agree that of the people running, because you know what the numbers bear out in terms of a race between Felder and Siegel. I can't deny that, Simcha. But in terms of who's running, it is obvious that you are an amazing choice. Now, I know that I'm jumping ahead. You know what? Let's start back before I jump ahead, because I'm already ready to talk about inaugurations, ceremonies and celebrations and all the different things that are going to be going on. But there's time for that. There's time for that. And after the victory, you could join me on the air. We could have fun with that. But now let's talk about last Sunday. Did the official office open up? And did it all happen under the condition of pomp and circumstance and great community fervor? Was it a nice experience last Sunday?
I thought it was extraordinary.
All right.
It was really a wonderful, wonderful event.
Who got the ribbon cutting? Who got the official ribbon cutting of your office?
There were a bunch of people. In fact, we were joined by Assemblyman Hikin and Councilmember David Greenfield.
Did they have the official scissors in hand?
I don't know about the scissors, whether they were official, as well as leaders, community leaders, and scunim in the community, and representatives from major organizations, as well as yeshivas and institutions in the neighborhood, as well as a wonderful, wonderful turnout of people from throughout the community who came by to wish us Mazel Tov and wish us great success. And it was just a wonderful day. We were surrounded by wonderful, I can't say wonderful. How many times have I said wonderful?
I think there's a limit of three per half hour.
Okay,
but
I think I used it up.
That's it.
But it was just a
So is that now event. The epicenter of Felder frenzy in the community? Is that where it's all emanating from?
I think we have two epicenters. Ooh. One on 53rd Street, right, on 13th Avenue, across from the Shomer Shabbos Shul. That's our Borough Park epicenter.
Newly opened.
Yes, right. And then we have our Midwood epicenter on Avenue J between East 12th and East 13th Street.
Nice.
Yes.
Two great locations.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the heart of the community. Mm-hmm. Well, there you have it, folks. 17th State Senatorial District, and you have an opportunity to bring Simcha Felder. You know, it's funny, Simcha, because, you know, there was a transition when you went from city council to working in the controller's office, and mm-hmm. there was speculation. Would the man ever go ahead and come back into elected official life? And sure enough, now the community behind you, with the community pushing you forward, you're ready to walk right back into elected official life. Isn't that wonderful?
Running.
Oh, you're actually not walking, running.
I'm running, and I hope, God willing, Mirtz Hashem, that the community will give me the opportunity once again to serve.
We have a special guest with us live via telephone. Mr. Ronnie Tawil is co-chair of the Sephardic Community Federation and vice president of Sephardic Biker Cholim. And he is with us live via telephone here on the Dov Hikin Show. Mr. Tawil, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
A pleasure. Great to speak to you.
There's I can tell you Shavua Tov instead of good luck.
Shavua Tov to you is right. And Mabruk. I'll toss that in. Why not, huh?
Okay.
The Sephardic Community Federation and Sephardic Biker Cholim are two mainstays of the community. Why not describe in a minute or so for our listeners just how influential and important these organizations are?
Well, the Sephardic Bikur Cholim is an agency that really works to serve the needs, both the social services needs, financial needs, emotional needs of community members that have special needs that we can address in our own very unique way. Sephardic Community Federation is an advocacy group that advocates for many of the issues that face the Sephardic community at large, as well as the broader Jewish community. It's something that we're very proud of. We've been doing it for about 7 years or so and been very successful in making inroads and headway in advocating for the needs of our community.
How important is it for you and your organizations to have elected officials that understand the needs of your community?
Without a doubt, we cannot get anything done without having the cooperation of elected officials. Elected officials do want to meet the need of the constituents. It's up to us to make sure the needs are known to them and to contact elected officials that are receptive to hearing about the needs and addressing them in a very constructive way.
And since he sits to my left, and I would love to embarrass him the way he embarrassed me a couple of minutes ago, is Simcha Felder somebody who in the past has been there for your organizations?
Simcha Felder, by far and away, is unique amongst elected officials. He's not only responsive to constituent needs, he's a human being. Over and above his positions in being as an elected official, he's always there to take care of whatever comes before him. He does it with a smile, and he really cares. He's a person that calls back to see how things are going. It's not just enough to take the call, but he follows up. Very, very special person.
Simcha, you hear Mr. Tawil talk about your contributions to all this in terms of the amazing work you did in the city council, and will do no doubt as a state senator. Why not tell our audience for a minute from your perspective about the work that he and his organizations have done for the community?
I think, first of all, Shavua Tov to my Kohen. My Kohen, Rachamim Ben Paulin, Ronnie Tawil, who is affectionately, that's how he's known throughout the community, both Jewish and abroad. There is no one that knows Ronnie Tawil that does not love him. And that's why it's an honor, and I am humbled by listening to what he has to say, because Ronnie Tawil is an Ish Emes. He speaks the truth. And even in this case, where he's saying nice things about me, I have difficulty refuting him because he's an honest man. But anybody that knows Ronnie Tawil and the work that they've been doing in the Sephardic Biker Cholim, as well as the Sephardic Community Federation, should know and should be aware that Councilman David Greenfield came to this community from the work that he started in the Sephardic community voter outreach, as well as the wonderful work he did there. But the community there has not only come up with suggestions, ideas to help the community there. Many other neighborhoods throughout the city and beyond have been taking the ideas that they've implemented to help the community, to help those vulnerable, the seniors as well as children, as well as families in need, and using the same ideas. They say that imitation is the best form of flattery.
Sure.
Is that how
it works? Sincerest form of flattery.
Sincerest form of flattery. So anything that Ronnie Tawil, Sam Sutton, and the Sephardic Community Federation and the Bicker Holm have been doing has been unbelievable work, and they should certainly be commended. And Hashem, God should give them good health and happiness for many years to come to be able to continue doing their good work.
Ronnie, thank you so much for joining us tonight, and I know that Simcha is somebody who you admire, and we've made it a habit over the last couple of weeks to speak to people that are in admiration of Simcha Felder. So thank you so much for joining us.
Well, I'd like to just urge everybody to please be sure to go out on November 6th and vote the state senate candidate Simcha Felder on District 17. I want to alert you, although I didn't see the ballot yet, I'm told that his name appears towards the bottom of the list, so you have to go through the entire ballot and make sure you look for the name Simcha Felder. He's a person with fine character, honesty, and integrity. And there's nobody else that can do better for us than Simcha Felder. God bless him.
Thank you so much. Shavuot Tov, and thanks for joining us. Mr. Ronnie Tawil.
Thank you very much.
Co-chair of the Sephardic Community Federation, Vice President of the Sephardic Bicker Holim. Amazing words for us tonight for our friend Simcha Felder. My name is Nachum Siegel. We are in Brooklyn, New York on the Dov Hikin Show. And we're speaking with different people in our community tonight. We mentioned last week that we were going to make a strong effort, and certainly a successful strong effort, thank God, was achieved, in bringing some people to these airwaves who could speak to the point of constituent situations, people who have reached out to Simcha over the years and have been desperate for help, and Simcha was able to help them out. Mrs. Blimey Klein is with us. Oh, sorry about that. All right, we'll get to Mrs. Blimey Klein in just a minute or so. Right, you want to unlock that before you do that. You want to take that down or whatever. Take the phone. Right, there we go. We will speak to her coming up here at the Dov Hikin Show. Simcha, you know, there is a topic that is being discussed all over New York City. I'd love to take half a minute and get your take on this whole thing. Somebody named Sandy supposedly is about to invade New York. Have you heard about this?
They're talking about it.
Who
they're
is this Sandy? Where'd he come from?
I just want you to know that that Sandy is not supporting me.
At all?
Not at all. Not at all.
Sandy's the enemy of the United
States. I didn't want to say anything, but they're not supporting me in my candidacy. I have nothing to do with it.
All right, so
whatever it is.
I don't know what it is. Yes. So basically, when it comes to Hurricane Sandy, I assume, as somebody who cares about our community and the entire country the way you do, you just want to tell everybody, hey, it's time to prepare, and then let's get through the whole thing together.
Yes, and it's good to be cautious, but it's also very important to assure elderly that are certainly those that are alone, that they are being cared for, that people are thinking of them, because certainly there are people in the community that become more anxious about things and feel more isolated. So certainly people who are living alone, people should make sure that neighbors, you know, if you live near someone who's alone, that they should know that you have them in mind. And the regular precautions that people should have all the time, whether it's a transistor radio, that's what we used to call it, with a battery.
Hmm.
Right? You know what
those.
That is?
Yeah, I think I remember those. Radios. That had an iPhone app on it or not?
The radios that don't need electricity, phones that don't need electricity, that you should have candles, flashlights, things like that, don't. Don't overreact, but on the other hand, be cautious.
Simcha, you must give me 20 seconds for my favorite blackout story now.
Yes.
August of 2003.
Yes.
When it looked like we were going to suffer some type of blackout. I forget it happened suddenly, the blackout, right?
That's correct.
The previous Saturday night, my wife says to me, you know, we need flashlights in the house. You never know, there could be a blackout. I said, blackout? It's New York City. There'll never be a blackout. And guess what happened? Just a couple of days later. So there you go. All right. Mrs. Blimey Klein is now with us live via telephone. She has an amazing story, and part of that story, of course, is how then-Councilman Simcha Felder came through with amazing help, some reassurance, and words of encouragement that went a long way. Blimi Klein, welcome to the Dov Hiken Show.
Hi.
Great to Shavua Tov. Great to speak to you. Take us back to the beginning. I know you have a child that was born with some difficulties. Tell our audience what happened at the very beginning.
Okay. My sixth child was born with multiple disabilities and major medical issues. He has an uncontrolled seizure disorder, he doesn't talk, he's wheelchair-bound, and he has many other medical complications. He has to be closely monitored 24 hours a day. For the first few years, we managed with the help of our children. My kids were older, and we needed little outside assistance. But as my kids grew up and went to out-of-town schools and got married, we needed more skilled help. So we were able to get nursing services, but finding nurses for eight-hour shifts was really impossible. The nurses were unreliable and unpredictable. Our life was very unstable and very stressed. I never knew if I could get to work that day. Then, when my youngest daughter reached adulthood, I realized that I would need overnight assistance because she helped me with him, and she would be going her own way.
Right.
Because of my nursing service instability, I needed home attendance services so that I would have more control of the people working for my son and therefore more stability. But when I made the request to New York City agencies, I got nowhere.
By the way, how old is your son right now?
20. He just turned 20.
At what point did Simcha Felder leap into action?
He was about 12 at that time.
Okay, so what happened? You called Simcha's office?
So, yeah, in desperation, I called Simcha's office, and Simcha called me back, and he assured me that he would do whatever he could to help us. I don't know who he called or what he said, but soon after, we were approved for home attendant night services. It was such a relief for us. It was everything we needed to get to regain control of the situation, and my son is still living home with us 8 years later, and Baruch Hashem, he's well cared for and comfortable, and for that, I'm forever grateful to Simcha.
Well, I can only imagine. You know, there are a lot of changes going on, and state government, city government, I mean, we always see that there's different attitudes, policies, etc. Are you worried going forward about what you may or may not be able?
Yes. Right now, I'm really in a state of panic. Again, like with all the changes taking place in New York State, I'm facing all types of challenges. For example, I just got a call this week telling me that the agencies can no longer give parents any financial help to pay for summer camp for the disabled as they once used to.
Right.
That is devastating. For parents of children, of kids with disabilities like me, camp is a lifesaver. It gives us a chance to recoup and recharge our batteries for the year ahead. With all these scary anticipated cuts, I feel that I really need a voice in Albany who understands my needs and my priorities. I know that Simcha listens, he cares, and most importantly, he does whatever he can to help. And the knowledge that Simcha will be in Albany is a consolation.
Wow.
We'll have someone to call. I'll have somebody who will try to do his best to help me.
I'll ask you a silly question. Who are you voting for on November 6th?
That's no question.
Well, believe me, I think Simcha's speechless at this point. Maybe I'll ask him for his reaction to all this. Simcha, this is...
Hi. First of all, I'm happy to hear that your son is getting the care that he needs. And unfortunately, I do understand the worry and the anxiety that you and many others are feeling about the anticipated cuts that may take place. And it's really very important for anyone and everyone in the community to understand that families with children or adults with disabilities are the most vulnerable in our community when it comes to cuts in healthcare or cuts in general. It seems almost as though government wants to believe that those people who can't care for themselves will have no one to advocate for them and no one to make enough of a tumult, as we call it, to get the services that they deserve. That is no longer the case and should not be. Baruch Hashem, thank God, this community as well as voters in general have come a long way with understanding and being sensitive to people both with physical disabilities and with mental disabilities. And our priority has to be, as always, those that cannot take care of themselves and need the most help, because those are our kids, those are our families that need the help. So I'm Emir Sashem, God willing, I hope that we won't need to talk again, and that you'll be able to call, if God willing I'm elected, and say, Simcha, you know, I was concerned, I was anxious, but I'm calling just to let you know that things are okay. But I am very worried that we have a long battle ahead, and there's a lot of work to be done, and I hope that we will be successful.
Believe me, as you wish Simcha Hatzlacha, we wish you Hatzlacha as you continue with your son and your family, and continued good luck. Thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you. Be well. Gotzavach.
My name is Nachum Siegel. We're going to take this break here at the Dov Hyken Show and continue with more. Simcha Felder, of course, our special guest. I remind you, the 17th New York State Senatorial District is where Simcha will be running on November the 6th, which is a week from Tuesday. You may have been redistricted out of where you normally vote or out of the district that you're normally in. Make sure to pay careful attention to the literature that arrives in your home. And, of course, you can check on the web to see where exactly you must vote in 2012. This break, I want to thank Dov Cohen, who's presiding over the break and the show.
My pleasure.
And we'll take this break. We'll be back with more coming up. Keep it here at the Dov Hyken Show.
HealthGrades has once again named Maimonides Medical Center a distinguished hospital for clinical excellence, placing it in the top 5% nationwide for clinical performance. In addition to this designation for overall excellence, Maimonides achieved recognition from HealthGrades with an excellence award in cardiac care, pulmonary care, stroke care, general surgery, and coronary intervention. Plus, Maimonides continues to rank number one in New York for critical care. Now celebrating its centennial year, Maimonides Medical Center is among the largest independent teaching hospitals in the nation. Widely recognized for its major achievements in advancing medical and information technology, Maimonides has over 70 subspecialty programs. To learn more about the nationally recognized clinical services at Maimonides, go to its website, www.maimonidesmed.org, or call 718-283-6000. That's 718-283-6000. Maimonides, passionate about medicine, compassionate about people. Confused about changes in the home health care regulations? Are you being told services are about to change? Let At Home Solutions help you. At Home Solutions is a trusted name in the home care industry, servicing the five boroughs in Nassau County. It is licensed by the New York State Department of Health to provide home health aides, nursing care, housekeepers, as well as all therapies, and is accredited with the Gold Seal of Approval by the Joint Commission. At Home Solutions provides quality, compassionate, customized home care with careful attention in identifying each client's needs. Changes are taking place in the home care environment. Let At Home Solutions help you navigate the transition and find the best possible solution to your home care needs. At Home Solutions has two locations to serve you better, in Brooklyn at 2299 Coney Island Avenue and in Queens at 11102 Jamaica Avenue. So call them at 718-441-6802. That's 718-441-6802. You have questions, they have answers. At Home Solutions, the company you can trust to give you the right solution. Call them at 718-441-6802. This November 6th, you will have the opportunity to re-elect to the Assembly a great supporter of yeshiva parents and Jewish causes by voting for Assemblywoman Helene Weinstein. As a champion of private schools and yeshiva education, Helene has fought hard to alleviate the tuition burden for yeshiva parents and to cut the red tape for parents of children with special needs. She authored a landmark bill that requires New York City to provide free bus transportation to qualified school children after 5 p.m. She successfully fought to exempt yeshivas from paying the MTA payroll tax, and she worked together with Assemblyman Dov Hyken and other government leaders to expand cap funding for yeshivas and secure TAP funding for yeshiva students, the first time in New York State history that tuition assistance is available to rabbinical students in our community. So on November 6th, come out and vote to re-elect Assemblywoman Helene Weinstein. Helene Weinstein, leading the fight for yeshiva parents every day. Okay, and we are back with the special edition of the Dov Hikin Show, and I just want to make one announcement very quickly. Tomorrow, the Borough Park Jewish Community Council will be holding its tribute breakfast. That's at 8:45 at the Lipschitz Hall, 5000 14th Avenue in Borough Park. There are several honorees, including Councilman Dominic Recchia, Mr. Al Schoenberger, Peter Rubenwurzel, New York City Assistant Commissioner Fred Kreisman, as well as others. So all of you come out to show your support. Again, it's tomorrow morning, 8:45 at the Lipschitz Hall, 5000 14th Avenue in Borough Park. And we are back with our special guest, special host, I should say, Nachum, and our guest, Simcha Felder.
All right, thank you very much. And we're going to get to a very special guest in just a moment. Just want to acknowledge some of the people who are here. Kalman Yeager was with us last week, senior advisor to Felder for Sender. Welcome back to the show, and thank you for being here. Shavua Tov to you. Simcha Eichenstein is here and joining us here tonight. And, of course, my security team is here. Cyril Cohen is... Cyril... That's what happens. Wait, Cyril would prefer I don't mention her name, so I end up saying the wrong name. You like that, huh?
No, that's what happens. That's what happens when we have such a wonderful person running the show as Dov Cohen. Everybody becomes Cohen.
Ah, that's how it works. And I also...
Thank you, Simcha.
Very good. You got me out of that one, Simcha, somehow. Obi Murray is here, campaign manager for the for Felder for Senate, who has worked on some landmark and historic campaigns, including Rudy Giuliani, who presided as mayor of the city, I believe, for 8 total years, if I'm not mistaken. I think he was a two-term mayor. Am I right? I think he was a two-term mayor, right? Regular terms without any machinations of anything else. It worked very, very well. And he also worked on the Turner for Congress campaign, which proved to be a success, according to my recollection.
It was a great campaign, yes.
A great success. He ended up with what percentage of the vote, that you recall? It was about what? About...
I think in election day was 54.
54%, so he did very well.
But we hope to do better, right, Obi?
Yes, sir.
Live via telephone on the Dov Hikin Show is, in fact, Assemblyman Dov Hikin. And by the way, I must say one thing before I introduce Dov officially, and that is I must be doing an amazing job subbing for Dov, because today somebody walked over to me and said, could you get this bill sponsored in the Assembly? So I guess they really think I've taken over for Dov Hikin. Dov, Shavua Tov, welcome to the show.
Shavua Tov. I mean, with all the people you have in the studio, you guys are having all the fun. It's not fair, you know.
Where are you, Dov?
Well, I'm in Boca in Florida. I've been here since Thursday night. I'll be here for a few days. I'm speaking at a bunch of different locations, doing other things, basically to do my little part in convincing people that we need real change this year. And hopefully Romney will get elected. Florida is very important. Romney is a little ahead, but it's still very, very, very close.
And you think it's vital that he take over in the White House?
Yeah, there's no question in my mind on every single level in terms of the economy, in terms of people who are so desperate for jobs, and even those who have jobs, who find jobs, they're never for the kind of, people who are unemployed and they're lucky enough to find a job. They're making much less than they used to make. Things are difficult in this country. From an economic standpoint, there is no question that we really need change. But then also, very, very important to me is the relationship between the United States and Israel. And for someone not to see clearly that President Barack Obama, I'm not going to say the words, he's not a friend of the state of Israel, but this is someone who is not healthy for the well-being of Israel. This is someone who has a serious problem with the Prime Minister of Israel. And Prime Minister Netanyahu, it looks like he will get reelected. The idea of Obama and Netanyahu and Obama having a second term scares the daylights out of me. And then the record of the first couple of years with Obama are so crystal clear that, the president was trying to endear himself to the Muslim world by going first starting off at Cairo University in 2009. Mm-hmm. He sent back our ambassador to Syria. I remember Hillary talking about Assad being a reformer. Obama was going to, you know, have coffee and cake with the with Ahmadinejad. He was going to work everything out. There is a point of view, a philosophy, an ideology on the part of Barack Obama that is just not, you know, it's dangerous
right.
to the United States.
Understood.
And it's dangerous to our friends as well.
All right. So we know how you feel, Dove, when it comes to national issues, and of course we can consider that international as well. In addition to that, there are some local elections that are very important, extremely vital, some of which may have some people, you know, going through different parties, different lines as they go down the ballot. Tell me about, and we know that officially you've endorsed Simcha Felder. You were even there this past Sunday for the big celebration.
Well, it's more, you know, Simcha Gitovach and everyone else
to you.
Well over there. I just want to say to everyone out there that to have Simcha in the state senate is something that will be so special for our community in getting things done. You know, Simcha and I know each other for, I don't know, 25 years. I mean, the bottom line is he's such a good guy. That's the bottom line. He's a mensch. He cares about people. And you know, people don't agree with everything I do is an understatement. People, you know, have, you know, differences, and that's perfectly fine. I have differences with my wife. Not many, thank God. But the bottom line is that I know Simcha. I've worked with Simcha, you know, both through my office, Simcha as an elected official. He is someone, and that's the bottom line to me, you know, serving people. Having an office with constituents get served. That, to me, is the most important thing. Those are not the things that get the headlines that, you know, don't get into the media. But having a public servant who really cares about the average person. And that's what Simcha's all about.
It would be amazing if the Hyken-Felder team was traveling to Albany and fighting for our community together, no?
I'm just trying to figure out who's going to be driving the car.
Can I interject for a minute?
Please.
First of all, good work, Dove. And I have not been asked to travel to Florida to campaign for Governor Romney, but I am trying to do everything I can here together with my campaign manager, Obi Murray, who, as Nachum mentioned, ran the Giuliani field operation and the Turner campaign. Obi, just for a moment, can you talk to us about the importance of the work we're doing for the Romney campaign?
Well, I think one of the things you saw last week in the Borough Park opening was the excitement in the community. And I think in the next just over 10 days now, what we've got left to build up that excitement and carry it forward is going to be terrific. Dove, while you're down there in Florida, what's momentum like? You know, when you and I worked together on Turner's race, how important that was.
First of all, being here is very different than being in New York in the sense that on television, the commercials are non-ending in terms of the two campaigns. You feel like there's a real campaign going on. And I just want to emphasize, you know, when people go out to vote, and we're getting there in New York November 6th, start on the bottom. You know, look for Simcha. You got to fill it in. Simcha Felder. You have choices, the conservative line, Democratic line, and the tax, you know, no tax line. Start from the bottom and go to the top, voting for the Republican, Mitt Romney. And it's important. People in New York, by the way, Obi, Simcha, Colm, and everyone, Dove, Nachum, you know, people in New York might say, well, my vote doesn't really count because, you know, the president is going to win New York. But it does count. You know, when they talk about Obama getting 78% of the vote 4 years ago, I don't want to see 78%. If Mitt Romney gets 32%, it'll be a great victory, not just in terms of the Jewish community, but nationally.
Right.
That's all he needs. I mean, you know, Ronald Reagan got 38% for you. It's just important that everyone go out to vote. And I would just urge you, and I mean this with all my heart, start with Simcha Felder. Get it out of the way. Then you could look for me. You could look for everyone else. But start with Simcha Felder. I'm just so excited about the idea of being able to accomplish great things in Albany, working with Simcha and his relationship with the Republicans. I can only tell you, and I know, Simcha's relationship with the Republicans is going to be picture perfect, period.
So,
that's the story.
Dove, despite your gracious comments, I would ask voters to make sure that they go out and vote for Assemblyman Hykind as well. And if they're, in fact, going to the bottom, they will see, I think, that the Assembly member is really on the bottom. So make sure. I don't mean
I'm
bottom.
On the bottom,
but Dove is still saying Felder first.
Yes. Well, in any case, first of all,
I need a bumper sticker. Felder first.
I want to say that I'm doing whatever I can here with our campaign to make sure that Romney gets as many votes as possible here. And I look forward to working together with you. And I ask everyone to not only go out and vote for me, but make sure to go out and show the world, especially here in New York City, that we appreciate Assemblyman Hykind's work throughout the ages. throughout the years here.
Thank you very much. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a good thing Simca didn't call me ancient.
But, Dove, the other thing I was going to say is within the community, when the Jewish vote comes forward like it did for Bob Turner, and you can see what that does across the board in presidential race, it's fabulous. But also the popular vote nationwide is going to mean something. And every single vote is going to count when you talk about it nationwide for popular vote.
Dove, thank you so much.
Albie, you're absolutely correct. Thank you so much, and good luck.
Thank you. And Dove, of course, will be in this chair next week, correct? Unless I really get those bills sponsored. Who knows? Who knows what may happen? All right. With us live via telephone is Rachel Burke, Director of Constituent Services for Councilman Simcha Felder. As Director of Constituent Services, Rachel worked closely with Simcha on a wide array of issues. You can only imagine how many different situations, cases, etc. she's dealt with in her stint in this position. Rachel, welcome to the Dove Hykind Show.
Hi.
Nice to speak
with
you.
How are you doing?
It's Nachum Siegel. Great to speak with you again. I assume that you more than anybody can tell us what it was like working for Simcha Felder.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Working for Simcha was just amazing. It was inspiring. It was very meaningful to see how much he cared about every person, every problem. Nothing was too small. Nothing was too big to tackle. And it really went both ways. People felt like Simcha was a close personal friend. We'd have people come in and come to us for anything because they felt like Simcha could help. People came for everything. They came from, you know, property taxes to daycare vouchers, parking tickets. We even got asked to help a girl go to the prom from a public school because she couldn't pay the fees. Everyone, every problem, they felt like Simcha could help. Please, what can we do?
Aside from the prom story, is there another one that you would consider inspiring that you could share with our audience?
Absolutely. There was, I think for me, one of the most inspiring stories was a family that called. I think it was even on an Erev Shabbos. They were in Maryland, and they were in the hospital trying to deal with their son who needed a special type of a surgery. And the insurance company had ruled that the surgery was experimental. And it was just crazy because I just remember feeling for this family. Simcha and I were calling all these different special people inside the insurance companies and trying to understand all these rules and carve-outs. And these poor parents, they had a large family, and they're trying to keep them together. And they're in the hospital trying to deal with their son. And all of a sudden, to be told by their insurance company that they're going to have to pay $100,000 for a surgery that could save him was just so traumatic for them. And I remember we were trying to go down the list and back and forth and every minute. And, you know, thank God we were able to discuss it with the insurance company. The procedure was qualified, and we were able to bring down the cost by about 80%. And I just remember, I couldn't remember who was more relieved, so far the parents. It was just like, he was just like, oh, Baruch Hashem, we did it.
Yeah.
You know, he's like that. He takes people's problems to heart.
Yeah,
very personally.
That's for sure. I'm sure that one of the topics that always comes up in the office as you were doing these constituent services with Simcha was the issue of parking. And this is a very sensitive issue. Is there a special tale when it comes to parking in the Brooklyn area that you remember from those days?
Well, you're definitely right that parking is near and dear to every New Yorker's heart. And we dealt a lot with it. I remember that this is one of those things that no problem was too small. We had a group of people on East 16th Street who came to see us because there were these signs up that restricted parking on half the block for I think most of the day. and it was right by a pharmacy, and Simcha, you know, who always wants to make everything work out for everyone, so he spoke to the pharmacy manager, and he found out what he needed, and then he spoke to the people on the block, and he found out what he needed. And I remember he called the Brooklyn DOT commissioner down. It was a freezing morning with the three of us out there. And he's explaining to him, he's walking him through to make sure that these families had five parking spots that they could use to park on the street. Like every inch is worth a fight for him.
Have you decided, Rachel, who you're endorsing for November 6th?
I'm sorry, what?
Have you decided who you're endorsing for November 6th?
Well, I can tell you this. I don't like to talk about who I'm going to vote for on the air.
Good point.
But Simcha Felder is my choice in everything.
Oh, very good. I think that's the best way to sum it up. Well, you've done an amazing job as Director of Constituent Services, and it sounds like you worked with somebody who cared a lot and continues to care a lot about our community. So a big thank you to you on behalf of everybody. And
can I say thank you?
Yes,
as well,
go right ahead, Simcha.
And thank you for telling the truth, Rachel. Nice speaking to you again.
Thank you very much, Rachel. We're here at the Dove Icon Show, Brooklyn, New York. And with us live via telephone is our good friend, New York City Councilman David Greenfield, who has made it very clear over the last few weeks, since the very beginning of this race, who he's endorsing. That, of course, is Simcha Felder for State Senate in the 17th Senatorial District in New York State. David, welcome back to the show.
Good luck. Great to be on the show.
Great to speak with you. And I assume that you are still enthusiastically ready for November the 6th on many different levels, but certainly when it comes to the New York State Senate race.
Yeah, well, yeah, for me, that's really one of the highlights of the day, and I would absolutely encourage folks to vote from the bottom up. Just one minor edit. I'm pretty sure that this year, because there's a judicial race, Shlomo Mostovsky will be the last person on the ballot that you will see. So start with him, move up, go through your assembly candidates, vote for Dov Hikin, vote for Simcha Felder, then go all the way up to the presidential ticket. But yeah, I got to tell you, Nachum.
Yeah, I want to mention before we even continue that I want to remind everybody that you were the founder of Teach NYS, which is an organization that has been so critical when it comes to fighting for yeshiva education, basically. And it's not just the Jewish community. You, of course, formed an alliance with so many other neighborhoods and communities as well. You're certainly known as an education advocate. And on that topic, it's such a – don't you agree that's one of the most important topics going into this election?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think that really one of the most critical issues that parents have today is the high cost of yeshiva tuition. I have it. Simcha has it. As someone who still pays yeshiva tuition despite being a grandparent, I know he still has a small daughter at home and he pays her tuition and he lives it and breathes this issue every single day. And I'll have to tell you that as someone who's really worked on this issue and Teach NYS Baruch Shem has been very successful. I was proud to found it before I came to the city council, and they have a terrific staff. They're really doing some great work over there. But, you know, when I was at Teach NYS, and I was also at the Sparta Community Federation, I worked with Simcha on a very critical issue, and that was Title I,
right,
which was to try to rejigger the formula to allow parents, yeshiva parents, to get free tutoring. And thanks to Simcha's intervention, we worked together, and today, literally, over 10,000 children get free tutoring in their yeshivas.
You remember those days, Simcha?
Absolutely. Councilman Greenfield, even though at that time was not the councilman, was in the forefront of that battle. I was honored to be able to work together with him and honored to be able to do something about it, but he was at the forefront of that battle.
So I have to tell you, something that happened to me this Shabbos was kind of shocking.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there at home. Friday morning, I look downstairs. I got a new newspaper delivered to my door, free, the Yeshiva World News. I'm looking through the paper, very interesting story. I see this great ad for Simcha Felder for State Senate. Then, at the end of the paper, I see an advertisement run by Simcha's opponent. I kid you not, Nachum, I fell off my chair. My wife comes and says, "What happened?" And it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how you can run an election, and right before an election, people can blatantly lie about somebody else's record. And to me, the most shocking thing, as somebody who's been an education advocate, as somebody who's a New York City councilman, as somebody who's worked with Simcha Felder, as somebody who likes Simcha, the both of us, pays yeshiva tuition, Simcha's opponent, of course, is not familiar with that battle. And so I was just shocked that his opponent could so blatantly lie about Simcha's record. And so I just want to clear the air over here, just so that we're absolutely crystal clear. Simcha, and you know, I don't like putting people on the spot, but I'm certain as to what the answer is going to be. If you don't mind my asking you, Simcha, do you support vouchers?
Absolutely, and so does my wife.
And your accountant probably would as well.
And my accountant.
What's incredible is, you know, you had this ad that basically said Simcha's anti-vouchers, is anti-education, when really no single elected official has actually done more. And when you talk about vouchers, we actually have a minor version of vouchers called after-school vouchers, and Simcha was the guy who led the fight every year to restore those after-school vouchers, literally worth thousands of dollars to thousands of yeshiva parents in New York. And I was proud after Simcha left to keep that fight alive. And so, you know, to me, it's just so incredible because there's so many issues that need to be tackled. And clearly, the yeshiva issue is an important issue. And Simcha and I have spent hours talking about when he gets to Albany, what he's going to do in terms of introducing legislation to actually give direct tax credits to families to try to get funding in their pockets. Simcha knows that you can't get vouchers today, and he's just being honest about it. What he's telling people is, hey, you need to start somewhere and move up to a level where you can eventually get to where you want to be. And instead of people applauding honesty, which I do, I applaud Simcha for being honest and saying he supports vouchers, but he knows that there's a lot that has to be done until you can get there. Instead, what's happening over here is his opponent is lying about his record. It's shameful, it's shocking, it's unacceptable, and that's why I have to tell you, you know, I actually was not scheduled to be on the show tonight, but I called Kalman Yeager and I said, Kalman, I got to get on the show. I'm that upset and that frustrated with what I saw on Shabbos. I need to set the record straight. If you care about yeshiva tuition, if you pay yeshiva tuition, if you care about yeshivas, if you care about the quality of your kids' education, nobody will fight for you more than Simcha Felder in the State Senate. There's no question about that.
There you have it. Simcha?
Again, I want to thank you for telling the truth. What else?
Hold on. There's one campaign in this race that's actually telling the truth every day, Simcha, and that's yours. And you have a lot to be proud of for doing
and
that.
And we have to, I said from the beginning, and Obi Murray's here, we have to concentrate on being positive and talking about the things that we can do, and that's what we'll continue to do.
David? I think, by the way, Nachum, one thing about Simcha's reputation, if you ask anyone who knows Simcha, will tell you, the one thing you know about Simcha Felder is he's a straight guy.
Yeah.
And you know, it's really unique because unfortunately a lot of elected officials, they just say what you want to hear, and he actually says the truth. And it's gotten him in trouble sometimes because, you know, I'll actually be hanging out with Simcha, and Simcha will look at me and says, hey, David, you gained some weight. And I was like, thank you, Simcha. I didn't need to know that. But he's an honest guy. But Simcha Felder tells you that he's going to fight for yeshiva tuition, and it's going to be his top priority, and he's going to fight for tax credits, and he supports vouchers. You can trust Simcha Felder, and you can know that the opponents are so desperate in their last minute, and they know that things are slipping away from them, that they're going to say and do anything. And you just have to know, I support Simcha Felder because nobody will be stronger for yeshiva parents and yeshiva tuition than Simcha Felder would be.
David, thank you. David, thank you so much for joining us.
Have a great vach, and I'll see you at the victory party.
Bezrat Hashem, and a good vach to you. That's David Greenfield. Dov Cohen says it's time for a break, so we will take this break and be back with more to Dov Hiken Show.
It's the greatest sales event of the year, and it's going on now at your neighborhood dealer, Bay Ridge Toyota. What's the event, you ask? It's Toyotathon, and it's when you find the lowest lease prices of the year on every Toyota in stock. Like the all-new redesigned 2012 Toyota Camry, leasing for just $189 a month. A Bay Ridge Toyota Toyotathon exclusive. Need something for the family? How about the 2012 Toyota Sienna for only $249 a month? Plus, every new vehicle comes standard with 2 years maintenance and roadside assistance from their award-winning service center. Come into the showroom on the corner of 65th Street and 5th Avenue, or call 866-BUY-TOYOTA for all the details. Bay Ridge Toyota, just steps away from Williamsburg and Borough Park, is open 7 days a week for your convenience. So pay him a visit at 65th Street and 5th Avenue and choose from Brooklyn's largest inventory of new Toyotas and their everyday 10 used vehicles under $10,000. Check him out online at BayRidgeToyota.com or call him at 866-BUY-TOYOTA. That's 866-BUY-TOYOTA. Don't miss the lowest prices of the year during Toyotathon. Lease is based on 39 months, 10,000 miles, with $1,995 down. See dealer for details. This November 6th, you will have the opportunity to re-elect to the Assembly a great supporter of yeshiva parents and Jewish causes by voting for Assemblywoman Helene Weinstein. As a champion of private schools and yeshiva education, Helene has fought hard to alleviate the tuition burden for yeshiva parents.
and to cut the red tape for parents of children with special needs. She authored a landmark bill that requires New York City to provide free bus transportation to qualified school children after 5 p.m. She successfully fought to exempt yeshivas from paying the MTA payroll tax, and she worked together with Assemblyman Dov Hikind and other government leaders to expand CAP funding for yeshivas and secure TAP funding for yeshiva students, the first time in New York State history that tuition assistance is available to rabbinical students in our community. So on November 6th, come out and vote to re-elect Assemblywoman Helene Weinstein. Helene Weinstein, leading the fight for yeshiva parents every day. Whenever and wherever you plan to travel, let Dual Travel help arrange your trip. Flights, hotels, car rentals, or cell phones, Dual, now experienced and knowledgeable staff can take the stress out of planning your trip. Dual has packages to all destinations. Going to Israel, Europe, or the islands, Dual can arrange it. Planning a trip to Canada, Florida, the West Coast, Dual can arrange it. For all your travel needs, Dual does it all. And now Dual also runs GPS navigation systems as well as netsticks. So remember, anytime, any place, any destination, call Dual Travel at 718-972-6000. Fly right and travel right with Dual. Call them at 718-972-6000. And we are back with the Dov Hikind Show, a special guest, special host, Nachum Siegel, and our special guest, Simcha Felden. Let me just make one quick announcement. Tomorrow, Rachel's Children Reclamation Foundation is holding its 18th annual citywide commemoration of the Yahrzeit of Rachel Imenu with a glatt kosher buffet dinner. It's tomorrow at 5:30 at the Manhattan Beach Jewish Center, 60 West End Avenue. Among our honorees is going to be our friend Chaim Deutsch. He's receiving the Community Activist Award. For reservations, you can call 718-648-2610. Again, 718-648-2610. And we are back.
All right, I'm here. My name is Nachum Siegel. Simcha Felder, of course, is here. We had an amazing Kalbach Shabbos on the Lower East Side, speaking of yard sites. I hope one of your first acts as New York State Senator will be to implement that everyone must have a Kalbach Shabbos in the district. Is that going to happen? Or?
That you say that, because I remember when his first album came out, you know, I was a kid, it was S.I.N.I.,
yeah.
And we played it over and over so many times, for those that remember a vinyl with a needle, that we enjoyed it so much that it dug in, it, and we couldn't play it anymore.
It burrowed through the tracks.
Literally.
And that means it was playing on 18th Avenue,
that's right, near
the Felder Shul.
That's correct.
Because, you know, you've been here. I don't want to say how many years. It's up to you if you would want to.
I don't mind.
How many years have you been in this area? When someone pulls the lever, or whatever they do now in this new voting system, when they do that for you on November 6th, they're going to choose somebody who's been in this area for how many years?
A little less than 53 years.
You've seen half a century of this neighborhood.
Yes.
And people think there's a better choice when you've been here for half a century?
I was going to say I know every crack in the neighborhood. Crack and cranny?
Nook and cranny.
Yeah, nook and cranny.
You know every block.
Well, at least my opponent will have something to talk about.
Let me ask you something.
Crook and cranny.
Let me ask you something, Simcha. You know the mayor very well. We just mentioned that you've been in this community for over 50 years, so you obviously have some type of a great familiarity with the type of people he was speaking of in this infamous quote. What was your reaction when you heard about 10,000 black hats and the mayor citing that in an interview?
It was outrageous. It would have been outrageous for him to make a comment like that about any ethnic group, any religious group, and certainly about 10,000 black hats in our community. Those are the same 10,000 black hats that the mayor groveled over when it came to election time, when he needed this community and every other community to get elected. And I dare say that conservative communities that vote down the conservative line and others were the ones that put him over the top. So it is clearly something that's unacceptable, and Councilman Greenfield and I and Assemblyman Hikind have asked that he apologize to this community, and I think that's the least that he can do.
All right, I want to start wrapping things up, and I'm glad you mentioned that because people were reading about it and were concerned about what the leadership reaction would be in our community. But there's one thing that Colin mentioned earlier that I think is worth speaking about. You've run a lot of campaigns now. I mean, obviously you have campaign managers, etc., but essentially the candidate is running, as you mentioned at the beginning of the show. You've always done your utmost to keep every campaign as positive as possible. Have you been able to achieve that goal this time around?
Well, I would just start off by saying is that we try, I try, my family as well, to try to, again, emulate my parents, my father, may he rest in peace, and my mother for many, many years to come in good health. And they always, always emphasize the fact of how important it is not to talk bad about anyone, to talk positively. And if you are positive, you will succeed. And if, and certainly by God, by Hashem, that's the way he wants it. And I have never, we've had difficult races. I've had difficult races, very competitive races. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with talking about the issues. But I will not stoop down to the level of an opponent who has been spending his time attacking me, attacking my family and my children, I dare say. I hope at some point in time, God willing, he will get married and have a family and be able to go ahead and have the opportunity to work through having to pay tuitions. But I will not respond to him embarrassing, insulting me, my wife, and my family. We will keep it positive, keep it very, very much in the direction that we believe things should be, and only positive.
An honor to sit here with you, sir. Good luck November the 6th, and thanks to your entire team who's been so receptive to me and to this wonderful audience. Simcha, continued success, and we look forward to the big celebration.
And I look forward to once again being able to be on the Nachum Segal Show and on the stream.
Nachum!
You didn't talk about the stream.
Yeah, not much time left for that, but everyone should just check out the Nachum Segal Network, jmn.org and nachumsegal.com to get all the information. An honor to sit here in place of Assemblyman Dov Hyken, who returns next week at 11 p.m. on the
WMCA, New York, a service of Salem Communications.